Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Paul and Jordana Show, I'm Jason DeRusher. We start with breaking news about booster shots for COVID-19. FDA voting and the news breaking within the last couple of minutes that they are not approving Pfizer's booster shot. I think a lot of us thought, let's go. Give me more. Give me more vaccine. More seems better. But if you were listening on Wednesday when we were talking with Dr. Gregory Poland for the Mayo Clinic, you got a sense for maybe some of the flaws in this idea of going forth and approving for everyone 16 and older to get a booster shot of the Pfizer vaccine. And we bring Dr. Poland from Mayo Clinic. He and his team with the Vaccine Research Group at Mayo study the vaccine response and the immunogenetics of that. Dr. Poland, thanks for being with us as we're covering this breaking news. I know it's just breaking for you, too.
Yes, I've been involved all day long in this FDA meeting, and it's still going on. We're on a break right now.
Help us make sense of this. They voted 16-2 to say, no, we don't think, at least at this point, that a booster shot, that we're going to approve it, right?
Right. 16-3, no. And the question before them was, should they get a booster shot 6 or more months after the primary series in everybody 16 and older? And the answer to that, by 85% of the committee members, was no. Now what they're doing, and they're on a break right now, okay. Now what they're doing is considering revising the question to something like people over the age of 65 or who have high-risk medical problems.
And so that'll be the discussion they take up next. You've been listening to their discussion as, again, within the last 20 minutes or so, this FDA panel, you know, said, no, we're not going to recommend this for everyone older than age 16. What's the hang up? I mean, President Joe Biden certainly made it sound like this was the direction we were going. I suppose to a certain degree, this is a reminder that it's the scientists at the FDA that are in charge of this, not the president of the United States.
Yeah, you know, I think a couple of things. So this FDA advisory committee will, by the end of the day, you know, make a determination. FDA then takes this under consideration, makes a decision. If they make a decision to do it, it then goes to the CDC to actually say, yes, we're going to do it, and here's how it would happen. It's not something that's decided, you know, at the executive branch level. In fairness, though, to the administration, I think one of the things they were trying to signal is that, look, this is coming up as a question. Everybody needs time to prepare for this. There's a lot of planning and logistics that have to go around it. I just think it may not have been communicated that way very well.
And, you know, some of the questions you brought up, and we're talking with Dr. Gregory Poland for the Mayo Clinic about the breaking news that the FDA is saying, at least for now, no, they are not going to authorize a third booster type shot for everyone over the age of 16, at least when it comes to Pfizer. You foreshadowed some of these issues that, you know, right now we're still trying to get, what, 30% of American adults vaccinated for the first time.
Exactly, Jason. I mean, we've got a significant proportion of the population in the U.S. that has not yet gotten a first dose of vaccine, even in the face of a disease that has killed well over 1 in 500 people over the last 18 months. And you know, the hard part is that data at this point isn't going to change their minds. You end up having to make mandates at the individual employer or school level, or doing a variety of other things in order to say, look, the data have been well considered. This is safe. If you think you have an exemption, we'll look into that. But key to controlling this is getting everybody a primary series.
And I know we struggle with this as Americans because we like to allow people to make their own choices about their life, right? But the reality is we do mandate certain vaccines for kids to go to school. And there is a fairly long history in this country of, but I will say I have mixed feelings on this, Doc, because part of me is super impressed that such a large percentage of people have voluntarily gone out and gotten the vaccine so quickly. So I get the frustration with the 30% that still haven't done it.
Yeah. And, you know, I share the sense of that tension. You know, as healthcare providers, there are vaccines we have to get. If you're going to enjoy the privilege of providing medical care to the public, you incur certain professional ethics and morals, and that includes not transmitting diseases that can be prevented with vaccines. Same with the military and in other areas. You wonder, and we really haven't had to face this very well yet in our country, at what point do you say, you know, look, this is the state has such a significant interest in this that because we can't overcome your misunderstandings about vaccine efficacy and safety, we're going to mandate it with appropriate exemption. So that's one side of the coin. The other side is to say, well, we'll let you do what you want, but it's going to kill a lot of people. Or end them up in the hospital, including people who can't protect themselves otherwise.
Well, and in fairness, we don't know exactly what percentage of the people who haven't gotten vaccinated are people who maybe have had COVID and feel like they have. And I think some doctors also feel like those folks have a degree anyway. We don't know how much, but they do have some natural immunity, right?
Yeah, they do. And that is true, and it's fair. That immunity turns out to not be, in general, as robust as vaccine, and certainly not
as robust.
New.
Yeah, that's pretty new information that we've seen, right? Like the research is really lining up in that direction.
Yes, and you know what's really interesting is if you got COVID and you survived it, didn't have any side effects, and then got vaccine, you have really good immunity.
Yeah, I mean, if you made it through, I don't know why you wouldn't say, like, let's get the vaccine anyway, right? But
exactly.
I hear that a lot from people, like, I already had it. I'm not putting that stuff in my body.
Well you know, it's again an example of everybody thinking, you know, I spend 14-plus hours a day steeped in this for, so far, a 30-plus-year career. Can a layperson really read a headline or read a website and say, yeah, I think I'm just as expert to make a decision?
Well, Dr. Poland, I have Facebook. And
there you go. And University of Google.
Nicki Minaj tweeted something the other day. I have that as well. We're talking with Dr. Gregory Poland with Mayo Clinic. Are you involved at all with this FDA process, with this FDA hearing?
Not this one. I have previously been a member of that committee of the CDC committee.
Oh, interesting. Tell me about the committee then. What are these 19 people who voted? Who are these folks?
So they are people that come from a range of disciplines around the field of vaccine, infectious diseases, public health, adult and pediatric ID, a consumer representative. It's a wide makeup of the committee. And as you said, about 19 people or so. And what they do is they gather, we get a briefing document as a prior member of the committee. I still get the briefing documents from provided by the company and provided by FDA. They listen to the presentations, and then they deliberate over that and try to make an informed decision about what they're going to recommend to FDA.
Breaking news that we're covering here on CCO, the FDA advisors. This advisory committee said, no, we're not going to have a booster for everyone over the age of 16. We're standing by for news on whether they will take a vote on a different question, maybe recommending a booster for older Americans or people at risk in other ways. I'd love to have you weigh in with a text. Our number is 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Do you think this is the right choice, or would you like to have the opportunity to go out there and get a booster of the vaccine? Dr. Poland, I think,
Jason,
yeah, go ahead.
If you're interested here, just one thing, because it just, I'm still keeping an eye on it. The voting question just popped up, and the new question they're going to vote on is, I'll read it to you. Based on the totality of evidence, including safety and effectiveness data, do the known and potential benefits outweigh the known and potential risks of Pfizer vaccine booster dose administered at least 6 months after completion of the primary series in people 65 and older and individuals at high risk of severe COVID? So that's what the question now being framed is, and there'll be a vote here over the next half hour.
Interesting. So the real question that I have for you on this, and you've brought up, I think, very eloquently some of the practical issues. If we go ahead and say everybody get a booster now, all of a sudden, at a time where we're saying the healthcare system is under stress right now because of kind of normal respiratory stuff that's going around, the beginning of the flu season, and COVID and the Delta variant, is it wise to send another 100 million people back for another booster shot when our current vaccination, a series of two shots, may be good enough? That's the practical issue. I think a lot of people are still kind of hung up on this study from Israel that said, hey, the vaccine's efficacy is starting to wane, and so a booster shot would get more protection. I think this discussion today, and you can let us know about it, but the discussion brought up maybe some of the flaws with this data that does come from Pfizer, right?
Well, absolutely. You know, when you look at the data that Pfizer put forward, these are data limited to a very small number of people, under 400. These were exploratory analyses. They used non-validated assays. They only had short-term follow-up. There were a total of 11 people over the age of 65 in the study. It doesn't reflect the U.S. population. They used the original strain as the vaccine. There are differing definitions of severity in Israel versus the U.S. In Israel, its severe disease is considered an elevation in respiratory rate, which we wouldn't consider at all severe here in the U.S. And the data have not been peer-reviewed. That is, not published and peer-reviewed by scientists. So, you know, a lot of reasons, again, that lay people who are sort of just seeing the headlines somewhere wouldn't necessarily understand, that these are some of the flaws of country-to-country study and observational-type study designs.
Dr. Gregory Poland with Mayo Clinic, we are so grateful for you helping us make sense of this in real time as this news is breaking here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Thanks, Doc.
You bet. Be safe, Jason.
All right, you too. We'll continue monitoring the FDA as they're discussing this second panel, an FDA advisory panel saying no to boosters for everyone, saying right now that they're going to discuss whether or not a booster should be recommended for people 65 and older and immune compromised.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.